Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. Good morning, Brit Lachey fam, and we are on day 2 of our November podcasting every day moment. And at this moment, I can't remember what the letters are for the podcast. So let's see what's called National Podcast Post Month, NAD Pod POMO. I'm gonna get it. We're on day 2. So today I want to talk about a topic that's near and dear to my heart that I keep seeing in the news, and it is quite disturbing that it keeps happening, because it is, one, it's just wrong. 2, people need to pay more attention. And 3, I mean, you can get fined and it's a class misdemeanor, and you can get points on your license for it. What I'm talking about is school bus drivers and school buses and kids getting hit at the bus stop by reckless people driving into them when the bus stop is clearly marked. The bus has the stop sign arm out and people are just failing to yield to the students and the buses. Everybody knows the rules. Like, you know the rules. If the bus stops, those flashing lights come on, and that stop sign is out, you are to stop on both sides of the street to let the kids get in their seats. And as soon as the stop sign is gone, like as soon as that bus driver reins that stop sign in, you can go. So the last couple of days, there have been some really intense stories. I'm highlighting the one that happened in Indiana, which is truly sad. And my heart goes out to the parents of these children and just the family members in general and the community where this happened. There was a 9-year-old girl and her twin 6-year-old brothers killed in a crash in Indiana at the school bus stop. Now, I want to say this happened earlier this week in Rochester, Indiana. And also, I'm reading that a 4th child was badly hurt and had to be airlifted to the hospital. So the 3 siblings passed away, and the 4th child is in the hospital. Now, from what was being said on CNN, the father stated that the little girl did try to protect her brothers by shielding them. Unfortunately, I believe it was a woman. That hit them. I want to say it was a woman. In a 2017 Toyota Tacoma, hit them, and they were killed. Yes, a 24-year-old Alisa Shepherd of Rochester is now being charged with 3 counts of reckless homicide, which are felonies, and 1 count of passing a school bus illegally, causing bodily harm, which is a misdemeanor. They did arrest her at her place of employment, and she bonded out of jail on a $15,000 bond. Now, in India, this happened in Indiana, and each state has its own individual laws, and so you will need to look up and see what the penalties are for actually passing school buses illegally in your specific state. But in Indiana, it requires motorists to stop when a school bus is picking up or dropping off children, and that's pretty much across the board. The students have the right of way, and she just did not stop and completely plowed in to these kids. Now, that happened in Indiana. Now, the incident that happened in Pennsylvania was a little bit different. The bus wasn't there, from what I'm reading. The bus wasn't there just yet. The bus discovered the boy, and it was a little boy, a victim of hit and run. He was at the bus stop, and the driver just basically hit him, left off, and the boy, a seven-year-old boy, a baby, died at his bus stop. Now, there also happened, something also happened to the same effect in, I want to say, Tampa, where a few people were hit in a hit and run there. And I'm trying to see what exactly happened in Tampa. Okay, witnesses said that a vehicle driving at a high rate of speed in a residential area hit several pedestrians on the side of the street in that particular area. Two adults and three juveniles were taken to the local hospitals with serious injuries. Now, in Kentucky, an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old were struck in the middle of a busy intersection getting to their bus stop. It's school time. Like, legit time for school. You know when these kids are going to and from school. You know when the elementary kids go, middle school, and high school. You got to watch out for them while they're trying to get to their transportation, which is the public bus. So you have to obey laws. And like I said, each state has its individual penalties for not adhering to the school bus rules. So being that I am in Tennessee, we're going to start out with Tennessee's laws. And it's Tennessee's penalties for not yielding to the bus. Tennessee's penalties include a Class A misdemeanor for passing stopped school bus is a fine of $250 up to $1,000 and 6 points off your license. I have some listeners who live in Georgia, so let's see what theirs is as well. And so Georgia is also a misdemeanor with a fine up to $1,000 and or imprisonment up to 12 months and 6 points on your license. So let's also go to Kentucky, because y'all are just up the road from us. For Kentucky, the penalty is a fine of $100 to $200 and or imprisonment of 30 days up to 60 days and a 6 points on your license. Second violation within a 3-year period is a fine of $300 to $500 and or imprisonment of 60 days up to 6 months. A vehicle owner may be charged with a violation. Now, Alabama is a misdemeanor fine of up to $100 or imprisonment of 10 days for the first offense and 5 points on the license. Now, every one of these states, it's listed as a misdemeanor, and there is a sliding scale, with the exception of, I'm looking, Iowa, Kansas just have fines, but they don't have misdemeanors listed. That doesn't mean it's not a misdemeanor. It's just not listed on the list that I'm listing, that I'm stating it from. But there's a fine on every last one of these, and majority of them, they put points on your licenses. It's just more of a common courtesy and common sense. Like, use both common courtesy and common sense when you're driving, especially when the school is in. If you are in that much hurry, baby, you need to leave earlier or just suffer the consequences of being late. It's not, you can't be risking other people's lives as well as your own. You can't. You don't want that on your conscience. Now, this young lady that's in Indiana, 3 children she killed and injured one. A family now has no kids. because of her recklessness and not yielding for the bus that was stopped. I mean, you're driving a force. A car is a big force to be hitting somebody with. You got to use your common sense and drive safely. Stop speeding. Leave earlier if you must get there on time. Let's do some better time management. How about that? So this is my second day. If you have any comments, want to say anything else in regards to this specific topic, you know, hit me up on the social media and just let me know what you think about this topic, especially. It's like near and dear. Like, I don't have kids. However, I am an auntie to a lot of people. So I really feel for the families who have had to endure the pain of losing a kid or seeing their kid injured due to negligence of the drivers around them. So if you want to continue this conversation with me, you can email me at brittanyspeaks@gmail.com or give me a call in and leave a 60-second or less message at 615-249-8080. Until next time, y'all have a truly blessed day. Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor FM. Connect with me on Twitter at Britt Speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. See you on the next episode.